with a sucker riding in it. He gets them coming, get them going, and his bankroll keeps on growing. He used to go on Sunday just to hear the parson pray, but he don't go to church no more, for that's his busy day. Hey, 2 bits a pint he gets for gasoline and water. Oh, the village blacksmith owns the village now.
This is Radiola, the fabulous show that you never knew existed. Till now, I'm Andy Sr., and we have an interesting theme. I thought it was a clever theme. Maybe it's too clever. Johnsons and Smiths. Johnson Smith. And a few novelties. We started with Tad Brown Angle and his orchestra from 1926, the Lovin' Johnson Rag. Followed that with Six Jumping Jacks, Harry Reeser Group, Tom Stax, inimitably vocalizing on The Village Blacksmith Owns the Village Now from 1926. So 2 bits for a pint of gas. That doesn't sound too bad these days. I think I could, I mean, I wouldn't want to stop. Of course, that was 1926. Now it would be considerably more. Most Happy Arrow, the novelty portion. William Tell Overture on his ocarina from 1912, as always. And now, to continue with the Smith frame of mind, Ben Sullivan and his orchestra. Am I Blue from 1929, Smith Ballou singing it.
with these tears in these eyes telling you, am I blue? Now you'd be too. If each plan with your gal done fell through, was a time I was her only one. But now I'm the sad and lonely one. Lordy, was I gay till today? Now she's gone and we're through. Am I blue?
My Honey and Me by Johnny Johnson's Statler Pennsylvanians. I think that was from 1928. I've had that record 35 years, and I would say that's about accurate. I got that when I was a mere lad, 9 or 10 years old, probably 9, and it remains intact and somewhat playable, which astonishes me more than it should you. Before that, we had Jack Smith, Whispering Jack Smith with the Whispering Orchestra, recorded in London, I believe, or one of those, maybe Hayes Middlesex. I haven't looked into the recording details, but it's a wonderful record, also from 1926. Miss Annabel Lee, beginning with Ben Sullivan, Smith Ballou on the vocal, Am I Blue, 1929. We have more of the strangely soothing sounds of Smith Ballou as the program progresses tonight. And I wish to announce that if you want to find out any of my playlists, go to my Radiola blog at radiolablog.blogspot.com. You'll find lots of good links there. Dig in. It's enough for everyone. Now, to Johnson's, shall we? James B. playing the piano on this recording from 1928, Louisiana Sugar Babes, Willow Tree.
Thank you.
That was Big Ben. Not the timepiece, but the song by Bennett Swamplanders, and the pianist and composer of that tune was J.C. Johnson. Before that, we had Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra, the second cornet solo on the right, well, actually the first one. The first cornet was by Joe Smith. It was Fidgety Feet from 1927. The second one was by Tommy Ladnier, trying his best to sound like Lewis, and somewhat succeeding. But Joe Smith had more of a semi-Bixian sound, or at least more Bixian than anybody else in that band, although there were certain differences, and people who are well-versed in this issue will tell you what those differences are. So I'm going to refrain from extemporizing on that. And starting with Louisiana Sugar Babes, that's a double threat. James P. Johnson on piano, Jabbo Smith on cornet, on Willow Tree, Fats Waller on the organ, of course. Who else played like that? 1928. Now, Kate Smith, 1929. A question I'm always asking, maybe, who knows?
From that old pal of mine. When I was blue, he used to soothe my heart with rays of golden sunshine. But what a difference since he's gone. Life don't seem the same. If he'd only take me back, I'd take all the blame. 'Cause maybe he's lonesome, maybe he's glad. Feeling unhappy, he may be sad. Maybe, who knows? Maybe he's living happy and wed. Maybe he's loving someone instead. Maybe. Thank you.
I'll supply the little D's and doses if you'll marry me. You can have me going to the devil, and with you what an angel I could be. If you want to keep me on the level, marry me. My heart just pounds in rumble rhythm all the day through. It only goes back into waltz time when I'm with you. Say, you can even have them rubbing noses with fish down at the bottom of the sea. Oh, you can make my life a bed of roses if you marry me.
At last, we have it, the Ha-Cha Melody, Ha-Cha Medley and Melody, Kate Smith singing on that, with the You Can Make My Life a Bed of Roses, and a bunch of other singers on, Jack Smith sounding a lot like Smith Ballou, but Jack Miller, I should say. I'm getting punch drunk here. Before that, Charlie Johnson's Paradise Orchestra, Monette Moore vocal, and I think Jabbo Smith was on there, too. Don't You Leave Me Here. Don't You Leave Me Here with this mislabeled CD. Starting with Kate Smith, maybe. Who knows? For 1929. So that was a rather eclectic mix, yet thematically consistent. This is WHCL, the thematically inconsistent station that you've come to know and trust over the course of the past half an hour. And continuing... WHCL.org. And we continue now with Ted Wallace, which was basically Ed Kirkaby, wearing his Campus Boys attire. Love Ain't Nothing But the Blues. And I think our friend Smith Ballou is back for a few laps around the pool.
Just playing up.
got those happy feet. Give them a low down beat, and they begin dancing. I've got those 10 little tapping toes, and when they hear a tune, I can't control my dancing heels to save my soul. Weary blues can't get into my shoes, because my shoes refuse to ever grow weary. I keep cheerful on an earful of music sweet, while I've got happy.
Happy Feet. Well, my feet are still relatively happy. That was Frank Trumbauer from 1930. Smith Ballou on the vocal. And that was a lot of good guys in there. Before that, Frank Trumbauer. Also Smith Ballou, Love Ain't Nothing But the Blues. Before that, also Smith Ballou on the same tune. So he was getting pretty sick of it by then. Ted Wallace and his Campus Boys, Love Ain't Nothing But the Blues, both from 1929. Having thus occupied ourselves with Johnsons and Smiths, let's indulge in a few novelties of a decidedly bestial nature. Starting with Red Norvo from 1933, some would call this novelty, some would call it classical music, some would call it from outer space, but I think it's one of the most incredible recordings ever made. Dance of the Octopus. From 1933.